I'm excited to worship Jesus. It's been a good week. I love fall. Fall's my favorite time of the year. Just want to throw that in there. And so anyhow, do we have announcements or anything? I don't know. Announcements?
Yeah.
Can you keep playing?
Oh, sorry.
That's awkward. Awkward. So, is everybody listening? If you got your Bible, can you put your Bible up in the air and wave it like you just don't care? There's like four Bibles, five Bibles. It's awesome. I got my phone. My phone works great. So anyways, I want us to turn to Romans 8. That's Romans chapter 8 and verse 32. And I'm going to read out of the best translation, which is the New Living Translation. And it says, "Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for all of us, won't he also give us everything else?" You know, sometimes life can look a little dreary and stuff isn't going to work out the way you think it is. But the Lord has already given up everything for you. And why isn't he going to provide what you need right now? The Lord always comes through. The Lord always has a plan. The Lord always knows, even though we may not see the plan, he's got our back covered in everything, in jobs, in finances, in home life, everything. If he's already gave up everything for us, he's going to bring what you need today and what you need tomorrow. So I just wanted to share that. And Father God, we just thank you so much for what you're doing in this house, Father God. God, for what you're doing in each and every one of us, Father God. We love you so much, Jesus, and you're so holy and you're so worthy, Father God. And we thank you, God, that we can come to church, Father God, and lift our hands and praise you freely, Father God. God, and give you everything that you deserve, Father God. God, we are nothing without you, Father God, and we need you for every breath we take, Father God, every step we make, Father God, everything we do, Father God, won't you do it with us, Lord? I just pray that as we lift our hands in worship to you today, Father God, that you will meet us in a new way, Father God, and touch this place with your very presence right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Though a thousand may fall at my side, though the enemy war against me, I will not fear the terror by night. I will hide in the shadow of your wings, and I will dwell in the shelter of the Most High God. I will rest in the beauty of your presence. Your faithfulness is the shield in my great reward. I will not be afraid. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. You have set me securely on high. You deliver me out of darkness. And when evil surrounds my life, you commanded your angels to guard me. And I will dwell in the shelter of the Most High God. I will rest in the beauty of your hand. Your faithfulness is a shield in my great reward. I will not be afraid. I will trust in the Lord. And I will dwell in the shelter of the Most High God. I will rest in the beauty of your presence. Your faithfulness is the shield in my great reward. I will not be afraid. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Oh, we trust, we trust, we will trust in the Lord. Me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper, says the Lord. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Oh Lord, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Says the Lord, says the Lord, oh, you ever, Lord. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Yes, no weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Says the Lord. You said must go forth. No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper, says the Lord. Oh yeah, yeah. Set us free, you set us free, you set us free, the shield in my great reward. I will not be afraid. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Oh yeah, I will trust in the Lord. Help us to trust you, God. Oh, yes, help us to trust you, God. When it's not easy, when it's not easy, God, help us to trust you, Lord. Just sing that chorus one last time. And I will dwell in the shelter of the Most High God. I will rest in the beauty of your presence. Your faithfulness is a shield in my great reward. And I will not be afraid. I will trust in the Lord. trust in the Lord.
Yes, God.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship Your holy name, Lord. Worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawn. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Yeah, so bless the Lord, oh my soul. Heart is kind. For all Your goodness, I keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Yeah, so bless the Lord, oh my soul. Of Your holy name. Oh, we sing, sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship Your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Yes, God, sing the Lord, oh my soul. Of His holy name. Yes, God. worship your holy. We worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. Oh, we worship your holy name. We worship you. We worship you. We worship.
Remember, but maybe 10 years ago, there was a phase going around that people would wear rubber bands on their wrist, and every time they said something negative, they would pop the rubber band and it would smack their wrist. Do you guys remember that phase? I don't know if you do, but these first two songs that we've been singing kind of remind me of that, because it says that no weapon formed against me will prosper. And when we think of a weapon, we think of a big knife or a machete or a gun or something really dangerous. But even our thought pattern can be a weapon, and our attitudes can be a weapon. And our failure to acknowledge the Lord can even be a weapon against us. So as I'm thinking on this thought pattern, as we're standing here singing these words to these songs, I'm reminded of a scripture that is probably one of my favorite passages in the Word, and it's found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is any praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Now, as I'm reading that scripture, this is kind of like a spiritual rubber band to me, you know, because sometimes my thought pattern, I don't catch it quick enough. But I think if we give the Holy Spirit permission, he'll pop our rubber band. Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes we need that reminder. And so as we are worshiping here, we have the opportunity to ask the Lord to still calm our minds and help us to truly worship him in spirit and worship him in truth. So as we sing these next few songs, let's think on things that are lovely and things that are pure and things that are noble and things that are a good report. Let's think on those things. Amen?
From the ashes, your love has brought us, and out of the darkness and into the light, and lifting our sorrows and bearing our burdens and healing our hearts. To our God lift up one voice, to our God lift up one song, to our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice, to our God we lift up one song, to our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. Have been broken and eyes have been of dry bones is starting to rise. To our God, lift up one voice. To our God, lift up one song. To our God, we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God, lift up one voice. To our God, we lift up one song. To our God, we lift up one voice. Come on, make His praise. Make His praise glorious, glorious, glorious.
Make His praise
glorious, glorious, glorious.
Church, high and lifted up, high and lifted up, high and lifted up, be exalted. You are high and lifted up, high and lifted up.
All I have is room. Every single Church, you be exalted, you be exalted, you be exalted, higher and higher, you be exalted, you be exalted, you be exalted. Time. Be exalted, be exalted, yes, God, be exalted, higher and higher, yes, God.
My whole life is found.
Just sing of this.
In your love, I will trust you. Oh, my hope is found in your love. I will trust you.
It's really easy to sing, I will trust you. I mean, those words are just, you know, used all the time. But there comes a time where the rubber has to meet the road, and we have to live that out. And I want to encourage all of us to not let the circumstances, not let the situations, not let the pressures that we're feeling block out the truth that we can trust Him. Lord, we thank you that we can trust you. We can trust you, Lord, with our lives. We can trust you, Lord, with our loved ones. We can trust you, Lord, with our future. We can trust you, Lord, to heal our past. Yeah. We can trust you, Lord, to bring us to a place where we walk as your sons and daughters, as you have desired for us. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you in all things, God. Help us, as we were encouraged earlier, Lord, to think about good things, to think about the noble things, to think about the pure things, to think about the good reports, That'll help us trust you more, Lord. Father, we just thank you that in you is life and life eternal. And we are in you. So we are in eternal life. We are in oneness with you. We thank you for that, Lord. And I pray that out of that oneness, God, we would have a greater commitment to trusting you, a greater diligence, God, at when things come up that we don't understand, when things come up, God, that seem to derail us, we'll turn our eyes back to you. We'll say, no, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to continue to put this in your hands. Thank you, Lord, that we serve a God that we can trust. We serve a God that is for us and not against us, that has a future and a hope for us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Why don't you go hug someone's neck and remind them they can trust the Lord.
Paging Michelle Montgomery, please come to the front. Michelle Montgomery, please come to the front. All Michelle Montgomerys, please come to the front. We have a spill in aisle one.
Okay, well, good morning. Okay, so I'm just here to talk about, 31 women. I'm not nervous. And, yes, and to get kind of everyone up to date on what's been going on and what's to come. And so for the month of October, at the beginning of this month, we had our meeting, and we had a quarter drive, for all that you guys that know, so we did it that morning. Some ladies went out front here and had signs and stuff for donations. And then we had another time, I think it was a few weeks later, we went up to the West Valley Walmart and stood out by the doors and got donations. And so to let everyone know, this is very exciting, our total for that, for all the donations that came in, was $597.20. So that's a lot. And for the ones that don't know, this money is going towards women that need help with doing their laundry at a laundry facility down here in Yakima. So that's a lot of laundry that's going to get washed. And so we were excited for that. We have set a date for us to go down, and what it's going to be is we're going to go to the Delaney's, right? Delaney's Lost Sock laundromat on November 12th and 13th from 4 to 7. And so we're going to pass around a sign-up sheet. And if you want to, this is for the women, if you want to be involved, we're going to go down there. And anyone that comes in for that evening to wash their laundry, we're going to be there. And instead of them using their own money, we're going to put the money in and have laundry soap and all that stuff so they can save their money. So it's just to bless them. And so, yes, yes, thank you. And then we're going to have one, I don't know if it's a different one, for men, because it's the same one. Okay, so we need men to sign up for security, because it's going to be dark at that time, and we're going to have quite a bit of money with us. And we also are putting out flyers for this, so to let people know in the area of where it's at, that there, this will be going on, to that they'll be able to come and get their laundry washed for free. And so we just need some men there to kind of help regulate as us women are doing all the other stuff. So it's on North First Street. Yes, it's kind of, I believe, right by Mel's Diner. So on the corner right there. So men, we need you to sign up also. So for that, I think that's it. And then for this month, this coming month in November, November 1st is our meeting, and all women are welcome. It's $3, and that covers breakfast, and then the rest of the money goes to outreach. So this coming in November, the outreach is going to be clothing, winter clothing. For we're going to take donations like coats, scarves, boots, socks, I mean, anything you could think of, and it's going to go to the YWCA, and it goes to women that are in the shelters that go there for many reasons, and a lot of times when they go there, they go with just what they have on, and their children, so we need kids' clothing and women's clothing, so clean out your closets, because we all know we got lots of clothes. So I was just cleaning out my son's, just his pants drawer, and I'm like, oh my goodness, too small. So makes room too. So clean out your closets and bring whatever you have. And then I'm thinking that's it that I got for this. So that's what's going on in 31 Women Ministries right now.
Good job, Michelle. Woo! That's a lot, but yes, good job. And we've had a good response for those of you who have decided to help clean this church together as a body. That's how we roll. We have several groups of people that give their time to come in on a Friday or Saturday and partner with another person or persons to clean. And we've got a good response, but I'm going to pass it around again. Maybe you weren't here. The more, the merrier. That is a true saying, the more, the merrier. Because the more people that sign up, you already signed up, I think. You spelled your name wrong, though, I noticed. Oh, okay. But the more, the merrier, because the more of you that sign up, it's less frequent that you come in and clean. So, but it's a great job. I appreciate you guys, because it does. It says a lot about our family, our body of believers here, and it means a lot too, because we get to clean. So it's fun to clean. Who likes to clean? 2, 3, 4. Wow. You better put your names on that thing then if you really like to clean, because I don't. I was just trying to get you to raise your hand. Okay, before we move on, Alvin, would you come up here, please? Alvin is requested to share something with you guys. From the Bible, something from the Bible. At church and Bibles, they go together.
Let me hold. Okay.
And actually, if I could get Pastor Gay and Pastor Mike to come up, and Pastor Josh and Pastor Michelle. First of all, so I can get these out of my way. And for our First Lady, we always honor our First Lady, and that would be Pastor Gay today. So we thank you very much for all your hard work and the love that you give to us. And Pastor Michelle. Pastor Michelle, you look so nice today. We also honor them, too. If you know that October is the month of pastor appreciation, and so if you haven't appreciated or told them how much you honor them and that you appreciate all that they do, please let them know today. So what I want to do today is read a scripture, and while I'm reading this, I'd like our ushers to come up because we're going to take a love offering for these guys. So it's from the Message Bible, and it's Hebrews 13, 7 through 8. And it says, appreciate your pastoral leaders who gave you the word of God. Take a good look at the way they live and let their faithfulness instruct you as well as their truthfulness. Oh, Pastor Michelle, these are for you. There should be a consistency that runs through all of us, for Jesus doesn't change yesterday, today, tomorrow. He's always totally himself. So I believe as God has given these pastors to us, they are showing us what God would like us to be like. So we thank you so much for your love, for everything that you do for us unselfishly. We love you. If the ushers would go ahead and take an offering there. It's for Pastors Gay and Mike, okay? Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Okay, yes. So it's a good way to honor them. So give what you can, of course. And we love them. You love them, right? We love them. We love them. I love them. You love them. I love you. You love me. It's great. We're a big, happy family. And I never know what I'm going to say when I get up here until I say it. But for now, if I could get all of the youth that came yesterday to the Transformed.
Paging all of the youth that came yesterday to Transform. Please come up front now. Wiki, wiki, thank you.
All right, go ahead and stand up there nice and, you know, we're going to stare at you. We might touch you. Yeah, huh? First one on the mic. Here you go. Take it. Okay, I get it that it's not always fun. Some of you, there's a couple of you probably here that, yes, some of you that probably might enjoy having the mic. And most of you don't, and I get that. But remember the encouraging word from yesterday. Yesterday was an awesome day. Look at all of them right here. There is, should be 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay, 14 works. All right, so I was excited. The first thing I told them in the morning yesterday was, wow, I'm impressed. You guys are amazing. You're awesome because there's a lot of things you could have been doing with your Saturday. And they chose to be here and to grow in the Lord and just come. And we had a good time, didn't we? I mean, we had a good time. It was not, you know, we say this all the time, but it wasn't like anything before. And we literally got to take the Bible, the Word of God, the teachings, some teachings, and apply them in faith and actually engage and do some awesome, crazy stuff. And almost everybody has something to say. I get it. Not every single person up here wants to share. I don't know. I'll let you know if that's okay or not. But for some of you, it's fine. Free pass, okay? And you know who you are. Except you, Isaac, or whatever you call yourself today.
But for everybody else, we together were able to literally engage with Jesus and again, allow Holy Spirit, the God of the Bible, to bring alive the Word of God within our hearts and make it a reality. And it was amazing. That's it. It was just amazing. And so to set the stage, I would like to, don't have any idea what I'd like to do. That's a relief. Huh? You guys are like, all right. I'm going to stare at you till I know what to do. Whoa, now we're getting called out. Whoa, must be a mom. It must be a mom. That's awesome. Well, Storm, I don't know what to say, man. Well, listen, it's okay. I don't have to give it to you right away. I probably have somebody who might maybe be... oh, there. Somebody that might be a little more familiar, which is okay. Storm is new here, and I'm glad you came. But so, again, just to reiterate, it's okay. And I don't know if somebody else wants to come up with you. I'm okay with that. We don't, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. But I want to reiterate that what we did was basically we hung out with the Lord. Basically, we learned some things, and then we walked it out by faith. Everything is by faith, and that's what we did is we walked some things out. And one of the things we did was basically open up our spirit and our imagination to receive the things of the Lord. And so in doing that, we practiced some things, and in doing that, we're able to literally engage with Jesus Christ himself in person, right? Okay, with that said, I kind of walked them through an exercise of having everybody... close their eyes and kind of... how do I say it? They open themselves up to the reality of the spiritual realm. And we spent quite a while in the morning talking about the unseen and the seen, and the unseen being a lot more real than the seen being temporary, the unseen being supernatural and eternal, therefore having a great impact and a weight within our hearts and our lives. Don't forsake the seen. You don't just say, well, I can see this, so it's no good, or this body's no good, it's all bad. You don't do that, because together they're supposed to mend together to, as Jesus said, heaven on earth. They're supposed to be together, mended together, the two become one, and we're supposed to walk out this natural existence by means of a supernatural guidance. And we did that yesterday. So I want to give you the microphone. And I just want you to share your heart, everything from your feelings to the experience, and just open kind of a doorway, if you will. Sharing your experience is going to help them. I told you that yesterday. I told you all that yesterday. It's going to help them to be able to grab a hold of it, receive it, and then go somewhere with it themselves. So it's super important. It doesn't matter if you're whatever age you are and they're whatever age they are. That none of that matters, okay? Don't look at age. If you have to, close your eyes. But speak the truth. And I encourage you guys, matter of fact, I'm going to pray in a second, to receive it. Don't let the enemy come in and try to tell you this and that, you know, don't do that. Don't do that, okay? So I'm going to pray. Agree with me, please. Father, we are here today, God, as your children. And we just open our hearts to you right now. We expand our hearts to simply receive the truth of who you are. To receive the testimony that these young men and women have, God. And we come against the enemy to try to steal, kill, and destroy, but we choose life and eternal life through Jesus Christ being the gateway or the door. And so we just ask these truths to be solidified within our heart, God, to be planted on a fertile soil and to really show and grow much fruit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, my name is Katie. Hi. And this Transformed was really different than the other ones. But, okay, so, this is like our youth group on Wednesday. Well, yeah, there's like a couple more. So I felt like we did get like so much closer. Like this one, we were all around a table like we would. And Josh and Tanya and David, they were saying some verses, and then we just talk about all of them, and we got closer. I feel a lot closer to all these people. We all, after every verse, we would talk about what it meant to us, and we would talk about, you know, some of our struggles that we're going through, and that everybody, you know, and we're all here for each other, and we're like, these are like my little brothers and sisters, and, you know, they're like my favorite people. And so Josh had us do that exercise and stuff, and so the image that I got was, you know, it was kind of hard for me to concentrate. Well, okay, so he's like, imagine Jesus. Okay, so that's easy for me, right? But my mind gets so distracted, like, oh, where's Jesus at? Like, is he in a forest? Is he like at the mall? You know, where's he at? So like, that was hard for me to, but after a while, you know, he was just in a forest for me, I guess. Well, actually he wasn't, but anyways. The vision I got out of it was Jesus was like on this throne thing, and there was like a fire in the middle, and there was just all these girls, and they were chained together, and they were wearing kind of like a necklace thing, but it was like a cardboard thing, and it just said like liar, cheat, like all these things that these girls are labeled about themselves. And Jesus got up from his throne, and he was walking around with like some, I don't know, he was just walking, he was like walking around to the first girl, which was me, and he like took off the little thing that mine said, and he threw it in the fire, and he took off our chains, and he had this little bag right here, and then he like pulled out a little crown, and he placed it on me, and he was saying, you know, you're forgiven, and you know, you don't have to worry about like what the world thinks of you and stuff. You're my princess, and I forgive you for any of your sins that you've done. You know, you don't have to worry about them, because, you know, whenever we do like, oh, we did, that was so bad, God forgives me, but does he really forgive me, you know? And he's like, he really does forgive you. And then, you know, he like, there's like people walking, and it like led you, Josh was talking about, you know, he's leading you to God. And so he kept walking and did that to like all the other girls and stuff. And I don't know, there was just like, you walked up into like his little palace place, and you opened the door. And when you opened the door, it was just light, which was, you know, God's light. And I don't know, that was really good. And that's what I saw. Yeah. And, yeah. So, yeah, it was really good. It was really good Transformed. And, yeah, God was there. And I know everybody has something to say. Like, you guys shouldn't be shy. Like, it's, you know, there's not, you know? Yeah, like, I don't know. I know everybody got something different, and that's what I got out of it.
So in what she's sharing was a reality. So, yes, we're using our imaginations, but I believe our imagination is something that is not so much in a place and a location in our brain, but is more of it's more of where the supernatural meets the natural, and the two are combined. So to think of your imagination as like a location inside your skull is very short-minded, I guess. It's very small thinking, because our imagination, in fact, is where the supernatural and the natural meet. And in that, when we practice these things and use these things, I'll tell you this. She had tears. She was bawling. She went through like half a box of Kleenex. Okay, that's an exaggeration. But she was. She was crying. Like, there was a lot going on. And so what that says is, in here, in her heart, she was touched. And what that says is that it was reality. So when Satan says, well, that's just your imagination, and, you know, that's for kids, and whatever he wants to try to say, you say no. In Jesus' name, adios, and you rejoice in the experience, and you hold on to it, and you write it down, and you revisit it, and you allow it to take a place in your heart, so that, because she felt a sense of what? A freedom, or forgiveness, or joy, all these things, you know, I'm just speaking, but I could tell that you almost had like a sense of value and purpose after that. So to try to write it off, literally, because, you know, even I have battled with this, to try to write it off like, well, that's just in her head. No, I'm sorry. No, we got to get I was sharing with them yesterday as the Lord showed me, how many times do we interact with the heavenly and don't even realize it because we're focused on this right here, what's in front of us. When the scripture is very clear to really focus and put our weight on the unseen, but because so often we see this here and that we tend to just really zone in on it. So there's so much going on that we're actually in the middle of, and it's happening, but we don't always see it. We overlook it, or we try to write it off. So, amen. Thank you, Lord, for touching this young woman. And she's right. Everybody has something to say. Yesterday, most of you had something to say. Don't let your fear take control, because what you have to say is important, because you're important. You're very important. You're very important. So what God did and is doing in you, obviously he loves you and feels the same way, so it's important to get it out. And okay, you're a little nervous, so what? You might drool or something. Who cares? It happens, right? Doesn't happen? Okay, I don't drool either, so that's just, you know. Okay, so Storm, you want to go? Sure, come on, Storm.
Hi, so I'm Storm Grenet, and yesterday at the transformation, it was pretty... Okay. Can you hear me now? No. but no, yesterday at the transformation, when he asked us to close our eyes and stuff and picture Jesus, I didn't really picture Jesus. It was like I was in a room, but I could feel the presence of him, and it was pretty cool because we had like the most surreal conversation ever. I don't really remember what it was about, but we still had a conversation, and then when I opened my eyes to go, see what was going on, he said, stay with me, and I didn't open my eyes, so it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Amen. Awesome. It was pretty cool.
Hi, my name's Karina, and yesterday was my first transformed, and it was pretty fun because when he told us to close our eyes, the first thing I saw was me in a field, but then I couldn't see anything else, and I was talking to myself, and then I heard a voice, and it was his voice, and I heard him say, come with me, and I told him I couldn't see anything. And so he leaded me up to look what heaven looked like. And I told him I couldn't see anything still. And so he started helping me see things. And then I saw what it looked like. And that's when he turned on the lights.
Amen. And Karina is relatively new here as well, but... awesome, and welcome, and I'm glad you came, as I am with all of you. I think we just had a really good time. Again, you're going to hear experiences. You're going to hear, what they experienced firsthand. And afterwards, we're going to pray, and we're just going to solidify and let, you know, just let the Lord... let this remain in them, something to build off of and to keep going forward, okay? And for you out there that hear this, grab a hold of it. Don't try to figure it out. If your brain wants to go on tilt or whatever it does, don't worry about it. It's okay. Just grab a hold of it with your heart. Grab a hold of it with your faith, okay?
You can stay there too if you want. It don't matter.
Hi, my name is Amaris, and yesterday transformed was really different because I think I went to one like 2 years before or something, but it was I don't think I've ever actually been to an encounter like this, where like I always feel like I have to be expecting something huge. Or like something super powerful, and it's gonna like change everybody, and everyone's gonna be crying and falling over and just overwhelmed. But it was like the way that everything was just like set up, even to the way that everyone sat, where it was just like this, like just this huge discussion where everyone just kind of like shared things that they learned or like kind of points that you could put by like what they feel about certain verses or things that we talk about. And then they had us, they like turned off the lights and everyone found their own spot. And we were told to close our eyes and imagine Jesus. And it was hard for me to do that because, like, at least from then, I had, like, been having, like, a really hard time. And things, I don't know, it wasn't, like, some, like, crazy weird stuff. But it was just kind of weird. Like, it was, like, a stress to, like, kind of imagine Jesus. Like, it was, like, a blinking light. Like, it was just, like, was it worked, but it, like, kind of flashed sometimes, and sometimes it, like, wouldn't actually turn on. Like, you'd have to wait a second or kind of, like, push it. But that was kind of frustrating for me. And then I think we did that twice. Yes. But the first time that we tried that, and then we were told to do it again, and everyone seemed to have like these kind of visions where it was like, I was with Jesus in this place, you know, everyone had like these different ideas. But for me, like, I had my eyes closed, even though when I closed my eyes, I saw like myself, but it was like with Jesus next to me, like in the room, like I saw myself sitting on the ground with him. Like he was just there, and it was like, I didn't feel a physical touch, even though I kind of felt a physical touch, like his arm around me. Because like having a hard time or not like feeling like you could talk to a lot of people, it was just like, we're not, it's not always like us going to him and just like, it's a good idea. But he came to me and he comforted me and he just told me like, I love you and you're really important and I don't want you to be sad. Like, yeah.
I think it's important to note that Jesus came to her, because in kind of where she is or was or whatever, that was very significant. Without giving you a bunch of details, that was very significant that he came to her.
So my name's Tanya, and I serve these beautiful youth here. And I just wanted to come up and tell you guys how blessed I was to be able to be there with you guys yesterday, and that we just got to share our hearts together, and I got to know all of you guys better. And I just want you guys to know that, you know, you can come to us with anything. Like, we are here for you, and that's what we did yesterday. We got together and we just shared our hearts and were completely open with one another. So I just want you to feel comfortable sharing with us and with the rest of this church, because you guys are the next generation. Like, you guys are coming up, you guys have a purpose, and you are going to be coming up in this church soon. Like, you know, you're going to be leading the littler kids and you're going to be their example. And so in that, I want you guys to know how powerful your testimony is, and everything that's going on in your life with God is so important. Like Josh said, you guys are so important. And so I just want to tell you guys, I love you, and the rest of this church is here for you. Like, we're here for you. Love you.
At the service I went to yesterday, I thought it was amazing. I mean, I experienced a lot. I figured I'd just go there and not really do much, but I guess God just kind of blew me away and had more in mind. I had the, like, it was the weirdest vision ever when he told us to close our eyes and imagine Jesus. Usually, when I imagine him, I imagine him on the throne. He's like huge, but yet the throne is tiny. And I'm in his lap. He's just like hugging me and loving me. But this time, I imagined it was all black and there were flashes of light. But then I started to see it was like a snake. It was really big. It was twirling around and it got bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, started out big and then got smaller. And I didn't really know what that meant. So when we shared what our vision was, I shared it, and she knew, like, what it meant. And it meant restoration.
Hi. When I went to Transform today, or yesterday, I wrote down a couple of things on my phone. So I wrote the things that you see are temporary and things that you can't see are eternal. Heaven is more real than the real world right now. So I looked up the meaning of unseen, and it is not seen or invisible. So when we were talking on the thing about the eternal on the subject of that, I just felt really heavy and not enlightened like I used to be. So I was asking God why I was feeling that way, and he said that I have a heavy heart for everybody that was there, and that I need to pray for everybody that was there. So last night when I was gonna go to the bed, I prayed for everybody individually. So.
Did you hear what he said? He asked God and God responded. See, that's the very essence of what we're doing here and doing these different exercises, engaging with God, is because of that. Because I think so much as a people, young and old, we just try to do things. We just want to do it. We want to do right. We want to please the Lord. We all want to please God. But how often do we really take time to say, okay, Lord, why is this, or what is this, or what do I do? That's the whole crux. That's it right there. That's it. We want to hear. We want to know. We want it to be a reality in our lives, who he is and what he wants for us and for the people around us. Alex, God bless you, young man. You know what's funny is he was trying to come in before he even came and had, like, things to say. Like, you remember, you're like, so I was asking this person, like, what do I say? And it was before we even, it was like the day before we had this thing. He's like, and I was asking, looking for a scripture, but now I hear this, I'm like, oh, whoa. Listen, this is our youth. This is us. This is what's happening. All right. Isaac? Okay. You're fine. Deja.
Yeah, okay. My name is Deja, and
to you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Deja. Happy birthday to you.
Are you already crying?
Yeah.
Yes. Tissues.
Thank you. Yeah. So yesterday I transformed. It was definitely a lot different than I expected it was going to be.
Yes.
I think in total I've gone to only two other Transformed, and those were really cool, and like I was like really excited. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go and, you know, have another encounter with God, and it's gonna be awesome, and it's gonna be so much fun, and I'm gonna, you know, be able to have this like huge day where it's like, you know, like I get to just like talk to God and be with Him. And so we got there, and it was like different, like it was like it felt like a normal like youth service, like on Wednesday nights. And so we were all sitting down, and I was like, oh, this seems like kind of normal. And I was like, okay, well, this is okay, I guess I could deal with this. And so we were all sitting around the table, and Josh said, okay, everyone close your eyes and picture Jesus. And so I closed my eyes, and I was trying to think, like, I could picture him like, I guess, like a stereotypical Jesus, you know, like with like a robe and like a red sash and long hair and a beard and stuff. And I was like, okay, well, that's okay. And then Josh said, okay, now it doesn't matter like what time he would be in. And I was thinking, okay, well, I try to like picture in my head what he would look like, and then three different images showed up, and it was three different people, and one of them was the stereotypical Jesus, and another one was, I couldn't really see the other ones, but they looked very similar, but they just had, like, different clothes or something, and it was, like, interesting, and I was like, okay, well, that's weird, you know, how come I can't vision this right now, and so I was kind of frustrated with that, and then we all sat down, and he said, okay, now imagine you with Jesus. And the first thing that I imagined was he was in the front of my house. And where my house is, we had this big open area in front of our house, and it's all grass. And we were out there in front of the tree. And we were, like, and I couldn't really see him, but I could kind of, like, sense where he was and, like, know, like, what we were doing. And we were playing a game. And we were, like, laughing, and it was really fun, and I was, like, so, like, overwhelmed with joy. And it was, like, really cool. And then Josh said, okay, now Jesus is telling you, follow me somewhere. And it immediately switched, like, it was, like, all dark, and it was, like, all I could see was, like the silhouette of trees, like we were in like a really dark forest, and I was really scared, and I was like, okay, and he just kept saying, follow me, and I was really scared, because, you know, it's like a dark forest, you don't know what's in there, you know, you can't see anything, and so I kept tripping over things, and it was just like really scary for me, because I already don't like the dark as it is, and then I was like, okay, well, this is like not going the way that I want it to, and I kept tripping over things. And it was just really scary. And then at one point, I was waiting there, and I couldn't stop following him because he was like a light. And when he would get a certain distance away, I wouldn't be able to see anything. So I'd have to like run ahead and catch up to him. And then at one point, I remember him getting too far ahead, and I couldn't find him anywhere. I remember I just sat down and I started crying, and I said, Dad, come and find me. And I remember him coming back, and he took my hand and he said, Deja, I'm the lamp to your feet and the light to your path. I'm always going to be here for you. And I know what you're going through, and I know what you're going to go through in the future. And I know that if you follow me and you follow the path that I'm leading for you, that you will have a great life. And that just really touched me a lot. It made me really happy. Yeah.
You said it best. Wow. That's like, wow. Wow. He's been asking to come up. Let's go figure.
Hi.
What's your name, Aiden?
My name is Aiden, and I went to Transform yesterday. It's pretty fun. Last time I was there, I almost fell over because of how much God was just touching me, and I could totally feel him, like, right next to me, and, yeah, that happened last time, but this time, I could, when Josh told us to vision him with us, I saw, like, I was just out at my friend's house, and he was right next to me, and he was like, hey, bruh, let's go play some games. I was like, sure, let's go. We went to this weird house, like, out of, in, like, the middle of nowhere, and we had some Code Red Mountain Dew with popcorn, and we literally just played in that shack for, like, an hour, and then he was like, hey, follow me, and let's go outside, and we went out there, and Josh told us that, like, God would be there, so I saw exactly what he told us, exactly what he told me. So we went out there, and God was like, just his head was like, like a snake or something, I don't know. But it was like right there, and we just had this really casual talk, I guess, conversation. So yeah, I didn't really, like, feel so much of the power in my in throughout me, so I didn't exactly tear up, I guess. Well, at one point I did, but that happened. So yeah, it was really fun there. We just, yeah. What?
How big God's TV was?
Oh yeah, it was like the entire house was what the TV. Was? Oh, the TV was like the entire inside of the house. It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Again, what we're noticing is, you know, that God meets us where we are. He talks to us in the language that we understand. You know, so he doesn't. I mean, you know, I don't have God figured out by any means, but it's. I think it's very common for him to come to you and use something to get your attention that you know, as opposed to something you know nothing about. It would be like, So in that, big TVs and playing and force and all these things that they're experiencing is. Is relevant to them because God loves them, man, because he wants to get in their heart. He's in their hearts. He wants to get out is what he really wants, but he wants their attention. He wants them to know that they can't, we can't rely on our head knowledge and our experience to get us moment to moment, day to day, that every moment we have to engage with him so that we're making the choices. You know, the things that he says he has written about us and purposed for us before time, in the mother's womb and all that, he wants us to walk that out. So that's why we have to engage with him and get past the silliness of reasoning and all that. Okay, I think we have uno más.
Woo!
Name? I'm trying to, there
you go. Hi, my name's Jacob. When I went to the Transformed yesterday, it wasn't at all what I was expecting. It was a lot greater. I got there and seen everybody standing around, visiting, having a good time. And then after a little while, when Josh asked us to close our eyes and try and vision Jesus, what I seen was, it was as if I was standing in front of myself where I was sitting and watching me, except it wasn't only myself that was sitting there. Jesus was sitting next to me with his arm around my neck, telling me, you are my son. You are loved. He said, you didn't grow up with a dad, but I am your dad. You think you didn't grow up with a dad. You have had a dad this whole time.
Amen. Amen.
And the truth is, Jesus is here right now, sitting right next to us right now, standing right next to us. It's just what we're doing is we're acknowledging that by doing these things. You know, I say guard your heart because he's already here. we live and move and have our being in him. So he's already here, there, everywhere in us here. So now it's just a matter of acknowledging him. So when people say, well, you're weird, you're, you know, doing this or having these kids do this or whatever. No, I'm not. If I'm weird, boy, you wait till tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day. Because I'm going to get a lot more weirdurist or...
And the Bible tells us clearly that, you know, the things of God will be hidden from the wise. And the childlike faith, you know, he will show you. He will show you these things. So I know a lot of times as adults, we can struggle with that, and we can all try to reason things away. But, I mean, getting to hear their testimonies, like, right after, like, we're engaging, we're all individually with Jesus, and then to open my eyes, have all of us gather around the table again, and to share these stories, to share these testimonies was just amazing, to hear their hearts, and it's just wow, like, they're the proof of a childlike faith. Because as adults, it's easy for us to strain and to try to, I'm going to think of Jesus, I'm going to think of God, I'm going to think of the things unseen. And we try to think about it so hard that we're going to see something. But in our mind, and what we do is when we don't, and we're like, oh, I didn't see anything, but I was thinking about him so hard, I was thinking about Jesus so much, but I didn't see anything. How much of that picture are we making up? How much of our heart are we giving to God? Are we giving to Jesus to do what he does? And just to share a bit about that, last Saturday after Women's Transformed, Tanya and I she was sharing about Transformed, and I was sharing about the experience I had driving home. I had a 5-hour drive home from Oregon on Friday, and also sharing about that, and, you know, getting to interact with Jesus, and how I actually got to talk with him, and I was just like, because every other time before, I would see him, and there's nothing around, but I wasn't like, and that was okay, because I was just trusting and thankful for being able to see that part of him, and as I was sharing about how this whole thing has kind of evolved, and which is to stop there for a second, which is awesome because half of the students here, if not more, actually got to talk with Jesus right away yesterday, that day, which is awesome. But so anyways, as Tanya and I were sitting on our sofa, I said, hey, you know, let's just engage with Jesus right now. You know, I turn on a song and say, you know, let's just, you know, focus on him and rest. And Tanya had mentioned about, is it okay that I share? Yeah. not to put her on the spot, but. so then she was explaining, you know, basically the same steps that I went through, you know, she's going through now of thinking of Jesus, I'm thinking of him, but I'm not getting anything. So, and that's what she had shared before. So as we turn on the song, close our eyes, and just were engaging with Jesus, like, there was, like, an instant download. Like, just, he gave me this, like, a picture, words. It was, like, just, like, a how-to, almost, of how to engage with Jesus. So, and I was, like, whoa. Like, I've never gotten, like, an instant boom. Like, there's, like, a paragraph in a second. And it was crazy. So I opened my eyes, and I was excited to share with Tanya, but her eyes were closed, and I just like, okay, I'm going to let her engage and do what she's doing. Well, then, after all of that, to fast forward to when I got to share, this is what Jesus told me to share that's for Tanya. But not only for Tanya, it's for all of us. All of us. And he's basically said there's three types of listeners. And I'm just going to, it's easier for me just to show you, because it's like a position, it's like a posture of your heart and how to really enter in. So the first listener would be a lazy listener. Like, you're just, this is it, this is a lazy listener. You're just laying there, waiting to hear something from him. Like, your mind is empty, there's nothing going on, you just blank out your mind and there's nothing. So then the second type of listener is a trying listener. Like, you're just so, I'm thinking of Jesus, I'm thinking of him. And that's that. So that's the trying listener. And then there's the active listener, which is where Jesus wants us to be. And the position of your heart is like this. Like, you're offering up your heart, your mind, everything to him, and you're giving it to him to do what he will with. And in that, and to put a picture with that is, imagine a house being built. When a house is built, you see the frame and the structure of this house, but then there goes the walls, and then there goes the roof. Let Jesus be the frame. Let heaven be the frame. Don't build the walls. Don't put the roof on. Don't do any of that. Let God, let Jesus add unto that. Let him do what he will with your experience and with your vision, with your time with him. Because he desires to be intimate with each and every one of us. And, I mean, a childlike faith can show you just, how easy it is, because he wants us to be with him. If he wants us to be with him, is he not going to be there with us? Like, will he not allow that to happen? So that was just something that I hope is encouraging to anybody that may be having a struggle and, I'm going to think of Jesus so hard that I see him. Don't worry about it. Don't put that effort on you. Don't put the pressure on yourself. God called you to it. God's going to do that. Just put the frame up of heaven and Jesus and let God build the walls on it. So that's kind of, I didn't have to share any of that stuff with the kids yesterday. Like, I was sitting there, I was asking and praying, Lord, what do you want them to hear? What do you want me to share with them? God did it all. He just took them and showed them himself and hung with them. So, but as adults, I know we tend to complicate things and we want to have some participation. So we feel we need to be responsible for part of our experience when the only portion that we need to be responsible for is being that active listener, holding our hearts up for him to have his way with. So with that, going once, going twice, anybody that didn't share, want to share? Drum roll, no. You want to share something else? Did you forget something?
Josh also told us to, vision ourselves holding our heart, and giving it to God, and, I envisioned me literally pulling my heart out of my chest, and, most people thought of just giving him, like, a heart, like, a heart, regular, yeah, like a Valentine's type of heart. So, yeah. I just wanted to share that.
So, is it still connected to your body when you give and pull it out? Okay, all right. Okay, so if you will stand with us, please, we are going to pray over these young men and women and agree with what God's done. So, reach out your hand. Let's just extend by faith our hand and let the blessings of God move on them. Lord, we are thankful for these young men and women. We're thankful for you, Lord, and what you're doing in them, what you've done in them, what you're doing in them, the foundation that you built, the framework, and I just pray for a hunger and a desire and faith, Lord, to be deep in these young men and women. Father, thank you for every experience. Thank you for the reality. And I just say this very clearly, that they are your property, Lord. That anything that would come against them, we would send the angels of God to war over them, to protect them, and for their hearts and minds to be in a listening position, to be in an offering position, so that everything that they have experienced, Father, is only the very, very beginning of your greatness in their lives. They're an example even to us who are 30, 40, 50, 70, 20. They're an example, God. And we agree together as your children in what you're doing in them and what you're doing in us, Father. And let there be more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Before we let you go, I forgot to give them their card. And so we counted the offering up, and I want to know let you guys know that we got $400. Come up. Well, we actually got $500, and Josh said none of it was for them. But you know what? How can you listen to this and not give them any? So if Josh and Michelle would come up, we'd like to give them $100 of this $500. We can't listen to what the youth is going and what they're ministering into our leaders for the coming up. So we need to make sure and let Josh and Michelle know how we appreciate them also. So I'm sorry if this didn't feel like it was appreciated to you too. Okay, so if anybody didn't give and they need to give next week, I'm sure that they would just agree to take it next week too. So we love you guys, and we thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
God bless you. Love you. Continue to look at the things that are not seen, and I believe you guys will be experiencing intimacy with the Lord.